application is case number 9944. The application of Gordon E. and Mary M. Seaman, site located at the intersection of Route 422 and Route 421, and being lot 4, requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement.
Gordon E. Seaman, 18235 River Hill Road, Laurel, Delaware.
Do you swear to tell the truth, the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Gentlemen, this application is a request for a variance of 4 feet from the required 15-foot side yard setback for an existing dwelling. We receive no other correspondence.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I was living in Baltimore at the time when I bought this property and had a supposedly a turnkey house put on it. This was back in July of 05 when we moved in. Mm-hmm. The house was already on the foundation the day I came down. Well, they was putting them on the foundation. And we moved in about 2 weeks after that. And I had my house set up to where I could set in my breakfast nook and look out through the back and not see my shed. Mm-hmm. So when we moved in, we were setting it to breakfast nook and I could see just about almost all my garage. So I said, I think I better check something. So I went out and measured, and I was about 11 and a half foot from the line. So I notified the people who put it there, and they told me, well, that's okay, just file for a variance. And I said, no, you're going to come out and take care of this. So we sent the surveyor back out, and I don't know if you have a copy of it, but I do here. In fact, I'll just give you all this stuff. This is the new survey that he came up with. This is what I gave him before they ever put the house on the property. This is the property that I bought with this.
We have these. We're in the farm.
We have these.
Yeah,
okay.
I didn't have this.
Okay. And here is the picture of the house and the driveway. Where you see the dish on the corner of the house. That is the corner that is 11 and a half foot off the
bottom. Gentlemen, the survey that the applicant just provided is a different survey than what was originally submitted with the application. It does show the actual location of the house being 11.6 feet. And I also passed down a copy of the photograph.
So I suppose that if I hadn't measured it, nobody would have known.
I'll be done. So did you ask your builder to come with you tonight?
No, I did not, because he thinks I'm suing him. This is Oakwood Homes in Roseboro. You know him. I can see him. He jumped.
He's a good man.
You know him.
A good man.
Yeah, you know him.
Repeat offender.
This is what I'm up against. It took him, I can't blame the county for it, because he told me when he found it, he seen it was a discrepancy, because we hadn't signed anything stating the change in the survey, and he had put it in his drawer, and a year later he happened to find it again, and he called me this past May and told me that we had a problem.
You say this is your garage that is in violation?
No, it's my house.
House.
Yes, the back corner of my house on that picture.
Gotcha.
Okay.
It's between my house and that garage sitting there in the picture. It's 31 and a half feet from the corner of my house over to the garage.
That's your neighbor's garage?
Yes.
Yeah. We rely on them, of course, to get the permit.
Yes, sir. They got all the permits, but I had to pay for them, but they got them. Because I had to send them the checks.
That's good.
All right, sir. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board?
Mr. Whitley?
No.
Just one. Your neighbors, the Porters, they're okay with the way your house is?
She's going to get up next.
She's Mrs. Porter's here.
Okay. Mr. Mills?
No other questions.
Okay. And are there any persons here that are in favor of this application?
Leah Porter, 18223 Little Hill Road, Laurel, Delaware.
Do you swear to tell the truth, best to your knowledge?
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hi.
Good evening, ma'am.
I'm Leah Porter. I live next door. we bought the properties at the same time, we each have an acre, so it kind of like runs down the driveway.
Mm-hmm.
It would put his home a little too close to my side, but doesn't bother me.
Right, Jim.
So,
okay. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, in the case of 9944, I'll make a motion to approve it. I don't believe it was caused by the applicant. It is a minimum variance to afford relief, and I would recommend that we send a letter to Oakwood Homes concerned.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion by Mr. Hudson and a second by Mr. Mills that we approve case number 9944. All those in favor of the motion, give me your voting sign.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Okay. Recess. We're going to stay in recess for about 10 minutes. I'll call the board back in session. Next case, please.
Next case